Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into something pretty interesting today. The power of a good name. It's something the Bible seems to value even more than, well, straight up wealth.
Fascinating, isn't it?
We're going to be pulling from Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, even some New Testament stuff to really see why a good name is so important.
Right.
And get this, you ready for this?
Yeah.
One verse compares a good name to something more valuable than having kids.
Really? Wow. Yeah, and it's amazing how this whole idea of a good name shows up all over the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
It really speaks to this, like, deep human desire to leave something behind, to make a mark that lasts.
I like that. A legacy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Proverbs 22.1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. That really lays the groundwork for this whole deep dive, doesn't it?
For sure.
So what makes a good name so valuable that it beats out riches?
Well, let's think about it. Wealth, I mean, it can be here one day and gone the next,
yeah,
right? You could lose it. Someone could steal it. You can just blow it all. But a good name, a reputation built on doing the right thing, on honesty and righteousness, that stays with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you build up over time
mm-hmm.
by how you act, how you treat people, you know.
So you can't just buy it.
Nope.
It's got to be earned.
It's earned through consistent actions. Commitment to truth.
So it's kind of like a garden you got to tend to.
Exactly. And what you get from that garden, trust, respect, influence, those are the real riches that come with a good name.
You know, it makes me think about leaders, people in charge. Their reputation is everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's critical. You see it in 1 Timothy 3.7, where it talks about how even people outside the faith should see leaders as having a good reputation. It's about the impact your life has on everyone, not just your own little circle.
That makes sense. First impressions, they really matter.
Oh, yeah.
If someone is known for being honest, you're more likely to trust them.
For sure. And 1 Peter 2.12, it says pretty much the same thing. It says, Christians need to live honorably, even around people who don't believe the same things they do.
Mm.
Because how you act, it reflects on your faith, not just on you as a person.
So it's kind of like being an ambassador in a way.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, your actions can either help or hurt the message you're trying to get across.
Absolutely. So that brings up a really interesting question.
Okay.
How much of this desire for a good name comes from wanting to be remembered?
Yeah.
You know, like to leave a legacy behind.
Well, Ecclesiastes 7.1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of birth. Okay, I get the good name part, but why is the day you die better than the day you're born?
That's where understanding the culture back then really helps. Back in ancient times, fragrant oils were super valuable.
Oh!
I mean, people use them for everything. Celebrations,
mm-hmm.
religious stuff, even preparing bodies for burial.
Really?
So the verse is saying a good name is just as important as this luxurious and essential thing.
So it's saying that a good life, a life where you build a good name, it's so valuable that even death, which is usually seen as a bad thing, it becomes almost like a celebration.
Exactly. Like it's saying the impact of your good name is so powerful, it overshadows even the day you were born.
Wow. It really makes you think about what kind of legacy you're leaving behind.
Right, for this life and for eternity. And this is where the idea of fearing God comes in.
Yeah.
You know, Micah 6.9 and Malachi 3.16 connect a good name with this idea of fearing God.
Mm.
But it's not about being scared of God, right?
No, I get that.
It's about having deep respect for him, recognizing his authority, and living your life in a way that shows you understand that.
So it's more about making your actions match up with how you view God.
Exactly. It's realizing your actions have consequences, not just now, but in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Malachi 3.16 even talks about a book of remembrance for those who fear him and respect his name.
So it's not just people who are watching us. God sees everything we do and remembers our faithfulness. Makes you think twice.
It does, doesn't it? It reminds us that a good name isn't just for show, but reflects something much deeper, your relationship with God.
That's deep. Makes you wonder, what's more important, being recognized by people or by God?
That's the tension you see in Scripture, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, you have verses like Proverbs 31.23, where a good name brings respect on earth. But then you have Malachi 3.16, focusing on God's remembrance.
So is it about finding that balance, living in a way that honors God and earns the respect of others?
It's more about knowing that true honor comes from God. Sure, people might recognize you for living right, but that's not the main goal.
That reminds me of Matthew 5.16, you know, where Jesus says to let your light shine so people can see your good works and praise your Father in heaven.
Yeah.
It's about your actions pointing others towards God.
Exactly. And Philippians 2.15 takes it a step further. It talks about Christians being lights in the world, shining bright in a dark world. So building a good name isn't just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's about being a light, a source of hope that draws people to God.
So you're not just avoiding bad things. You're actively doing good, letting your actions do the talking, and ultimately pointing back to God.
That's it. But here's another question. How do we balance this desire for a good name with knowing that our efforts should really be for God, not people?
That's a good one. Are we supposed to be working towards a good name, or is that getting a little too prideful? Where's the line?
Colossians 3.23 is helpful here. It says to work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. It's all about why you're doing what you're doing.
So, okay, it's natural to want a good reputation.
Of course.
But God should be our main focus.
Exactly.
Our actions should be about pleasing Him, not winning popularity contests.
Right. A good name built on trying to impress people, that's like building a house on sand. It won't last. But a name built on being faithful to God, that's a solid foundation.
Makes sense. It's about lining up what we want with what God wants, trusting that He sees what's in our hearts and values our efforts, even if other people don't notice.
And that's where true freedom comes in. When we stop chasing the approval of others and focus on pleasing God, that's when we really start building a name that truly matters.
This has been a really great start to our deep dive. It's clear that a good name is way more than just a reputation. It shows our character, our relationship with God. It's about leaving behind something that matters both now and forever.
And you know what? We've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore as we go deeper into this topic.
This whole idea of a good name being like a legacy, you know, it really sticks with me. It makes me think about those people in the Bible whose names we still admire today, even after all these centuries.
Yeah.
Like Daniel, known for his courage, his unwavering faith.
Oh, absolutely. Or Joseph. Think about him. He showed forgiveness, integrity, even when he was betrayed and going through tough times.
Right.
And of Quick Ruth. Her loyalty and compassion, it went beyond cultural boundaries, you know?
Their names have almost become, like, synonymous with the virtues they lived out.
Yeah.
Their stories, they're still teaching us something, even thousands of years later.
Exactly. They didn't build their good names on temporary achievements or social status. Their actions were rooted in faith, in living right. They understood a good name wasn't about self-promotion, but reflecting God's character.
So it's not just about what you accomplish, but who you are deep down, those core values. It's about the impact you have on others, inspiring them and pointing them towards God.
You got it. It's recognizing that our lives have this ripple effect, you know. Every choice, every word, every action, it all adds up to the legacy we're building, the name we're creating.
But isn't there a danger in getting too caught up in building a good name?
Oh, yeah.
Could it become more about pride and, like, feeling superior to others than genuinely honoring God?
That's a really good point. And it's definitely something to be mindful of. Trying too hard to build a good name can be a slippery slope if your motivation is all about you and not about honoring God.
So it's a heart check, right? Making sure that wanting a good name isn't about ego or needing other people to validate you, but about a genuine desire to please God and show His glory.
Exactly. The minute your reputation becomes more important than your relationship with God, you risk becoming a hypocrite. It's a subtle shift, but a really crucial one.
It's like walking a tightrope, isn't it? We're supposed to live honorably and build a good name, but God should always be our top priority, not impressing people.
Right.
Our true worth comes from who we are in Christ, not what others think of us.
Absolutely. Our identity is rooted in God's love and grace. That's what truly defines us, no matter what our reputation is here on earth.
That takes a lot of pressure off, doesn't it? It frees you up to be yourself, to accept your imperfections and grow, knowing that God loves you no matter what.
I think so. It allows us to be authentic, to embrace our flaws, and grow in His grace, because we know God's love is constant, regardless of our successes or failures.
This makes me think about something we touched on earlier, that our names are gifts from God.
That's right.
And like any gift, we have a responsibility to take care of it, to use it wisely, and make it even more valuable.
I like that. Stewardship.
So it's not about guarding our reputation at all costs, but using it for good. Using it to spread God's love and grace.
Exactly. It's about seeing your name as a tool to build God's kingdom. It's realizing your life has the potential to make a real difference. And choosing to use your name, your influence, everything you have to leave the world a little bit better than you found it.
This whole conversation has shifted my perspective. It's not just about building a good name for myself, but being a channel for God's love and grace, about using my life to point others towards Him.
And that's powerful. It's about being part of something bigger than yourself, contributing to God's plan to redeem the world.
It's like realizing that our lives are all connected. And by living intentionally and building a good name, we can inspire those around us and leave an impact that lasts beyond our lifetime.
We're all threads in this huge tapestry woven together by God's grace, and each one of us has a unique and important part to play.
This has been so inspiring. I feel like I understand what it means to live a life worthy of a good name, a life that reflects God's character, honors His name, and makes a real difference.
Me too. It's amazing how these seemingly simple verses can unlock such deep truths about who we are, what we leave behind, and our purpose here.
Okay, so we've talked about why a good name matters, how to build one, and even some of the traps to avoid along the way. But I think the big question now is, how do we actually live this out, you know?
Yeah, that's where it gets real, doesn't it?
It's easy to talk about honesty and doing the right thing in theory, but how does that play out in our everyday lives?
Right, it can feel overwhelming.
Thinking about building this amazing legacy, this good name that lasts forever, where do we even start?
Maybe instead of getting hung up on that big ultimate goal, we focus on those little moments, those everyday choices we make.
Right.
Like, do we choose to be honest or do we lie? Are we kind or are we rude? Do we give generously or hold back?
So it's those small decisions that really test our character. When no one's looking, those are the moments that show who we really are.
Exactly. It's about being the same person, whether you're in public or by yourself, treating everyone with respect, even the people who are hard to like, and doing what's right, even when it's hard.
It reminds me of what we talked about earlier, you know, how God is always watching us, even when no one else is. It definitely makes you think twice about your choices.
It really does. And that gets to the heart of what it means to build a good name. It's not about trying to impress people. It's about living a life that honors God, knowing that He sees everything and values our integrity.
That's a good point. It takes the focus off of what other people think and puts it back on what really matters, pleasing God.
But how do we make sure that desire for a good name doesn't turn into being prideful or self-righteous?
Humility. That's the key.
Okay.
Remembering that we all mess up, we're all imperfect, and any good thing we do is only because of God's grace working in us.
So we got to admit that we need God. We can't build a truly good name by ourselves.
Right. We need His help, His forgiveness, His strength.
That's the beauty of the gospel. No matter how badly we've messed things up, God's love and forgiveness are always there. We can always start over. We can always choose to turn back to Him and start rebuilding our names little by little.
That's really encouraging. It means that even if we've made bad choices in the past, messed up our reputation, we can still choose a new path. We can still work towards building a good name, knowing that God's grace is enough for us.
That's the power of a good name. It's not about being perfect. It's about transformation, letting God work in us, shape us, and use our lives for His plan.
This has been such an insightful conversation. I really feel like I have a better understanding of what it means to build a good name. It's about honesty, serving others, and reflecting God's character to everyone around us.
And realizing that our lives affect other people. By making good choices and living with integrity, we can inspire the people we know and leave a legacy that lasts long after we're gone.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave everyone with something to think about. If you had to write your own epitaph, you know, what would it say about the name you're building right now? What words would describe who you are and what you stand for?
Wow, that's a powerful question. It makes us really examine our lives, to look at the legacy we're creating and make sure it matches up with what we believe in and what God wants for us.
And if we don't like what we see, if we're not living up to the kind of name we want to be remembered for,
well, we can always change.
We can turn to God, ask for His forgiveness and guidance, and start making different choices. Choices that will shape our lives into something better.
Exactly. Don't forget, building a good name is a journey. It's not a finish line. It's about taking those small, faithful steps every day, trusting God's work in us, and leaving the results to Him.
This deep dive has been incredible. Thank you so much for joining us as we explored the importance of a good name. We hope you feel challenged and encouraged to live a life that honors God and leaves a lasting mark of faith and integrity.
And until next time, may you be blessed as you continue to search for truth, strive for goodness, and build a name that reflects the love and grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ.